Hello, and welcome to the Atlanta Opera Podcast. I'm Tomer Zvulun, General and Artistic Director of the Atlanta Opera, and the director of the production of The Revolution of Steve Jobs. And here are the five things you need to know about The Revolution of Steve Jobs. Number one, the opera. The opera by Mason Bates and Mark Campbell was premiered in Santa Fe Opera in 2017 and became an instant hit, picking up the Grammy Award in 2019 and touring to multiple cities. This production is the second production ever and was conceived as a major new co-production that has traveled to Austin, Kansas City, Atlanta, and will travel in the near future to Calgary, Canada, and Salt Lake City. Number two, the man. Steve Jobs is one of the most iconic people of our time. His innovations revolutionized multiple industries, from personal computers to phones, tablets, music catalogs, animated film, and even retail stores. He completely transformed the way we think about the world, how we think about knowledge, how we communicate verbally and in writing, and how we access music. However, for all that, or perhaps because of that, he was a very complex person, an icon representing the intersection between technology and art. He embodied a radical dichotomy of absolute contrast, a barefoot hippie, yet also a sophisticated yuppie, a Zen Buddhist, yet also a power-wielding CEO, an artist, and a businessman. It is this dichotomy that our opera captured so well. Number three, the music. Just like Steve Jobs, composer Mason Bates is inspired by the intersection between music and technology. In addition to writing complex symphonic music for the world's leading orchestras, he's also a DJ of electronic dance music. The Revolution of Steve Jobs is Bates' first opera, and it incorporates beeps, clicks, and whirs that the composer recorded from his old Mac gear. The music offers an immediate connection to contemporary audience because he moves flawlessly between classical style of the most lyrical beauty and, on the other hand, techno and electronics in what is, in essence, a singular soundscape. The opera he wrote is modern, yet melodic and so easy to connect with. Number four, the story. The librettist Mark Campbell, who wrote the lyric for The Revolution of Steve Jobs, is one of the most prolific librettists of our time, writing more than 40 operas to date. Some of them are the most performed operas in the past decade, including the Pulitzer Prize-winning Silent Night and the chamber opera As One. What is so unique about Mark's point of view is that he portrays the man who would take a break from his ambitious quest to change the world of technology and go for long walks in the mountains to find much needed stillness and meditation. So while the piece focuses to a certain extent on Jobs' multiple visionary innovations, the real revelation in the story is one man's struggle to accept his own mortality. Steve Jobs discovers that he has pancreatic cancer and that his time, just like all of ours, is limited. That is something that is deeply human, deeply universal. And that is the reason, in my opinion, that this piece is so effective. Number five, the production. We are telling the story in a very cinematic way, honing in on psychology and character and not just biographical details. Throughout the evening, we have frequent jumps in locations and time periods from the 1960s when Steve is dropping acid with his girlfriend, and all the way to 2011, just after he died in his memorial service. The story is not told as a typical biopic, but rather almost as a fever dream. The designers, Jacob Clymer and Katie Tucker, created a world that magnifies the texture and color of Mason Bates' remarkably beautiful music, rather than creating a realistic manifestation of his environment. In a way, it's like a memory play, a sleepless night in which Steve Jobs is reflecting back on his life in a series of vignettes. In it, Jobs is the hub of the wheel, and he's surrounded by all those other characters who illuminate him. Each vignette is a fragment of his consciousness, a moment in the story that tells the revolution of Steve Jobs. Our stage production must be highly technical. Of course it does, because we're telling the story of the most high-tech icon of our time. So we have 28 HD TVs that are connecting to create a wall that is full of light and color and texture, and that is ever-changing. Yet what really makes this opera masterpiece is not the technology. It's the relationships within it. They show us how we can all, as flawed human beings, recognize and learn lessons from the life of such a tragic character. As a director myself, I'm more interested in his relationship with his wife, with his friend, with his mentor, and with his ex-girlfriend than I am with the technology. Yet, the technology must frame the story because this is, after all, the world of Steve Jobs. Even though we fragment that world, jumping in time and in location, the real focus always stays on the man and the people that reflected his singular light. Thank you all for joining me on the Atlanta Opera Podcast. I'm Tomer Zvulun, General and Artistic Director of the Atlanta Opera and the Director of Steve Jobs. If you enjoyed learning more about Mason Bates and Mark Campbell's exciting new opera, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcast for more great episodes.